Over the past decade, India has made a lot of progress and development across the country. But the country continues to be overburdened by the problem of growing sexual violence and increasing number of child abuse cases in the world. According to new data released by the country's nodal agency for child rights protection, over the last 4 years, the cases of child abuse in India have gone up by 117%, and among all the major states of the country, Delhi has reported the second highest number of such incidents after Uttar Pradesh, raising concerns about the growing child abuse across the country.
Well, it's also because we don't look at child-specific indicators when we measure development. You know, we've always measured development in terms of GDP growth rate, but we're not looking at what are we doing to our people, especially the most vulnerable, and children happen to be one of the most vulnerable categories. So, you know, and we have been demanding that you look at child protection as a key indicator for national development.
Latest data provided by the National Commission for Child Rights Protection suggest that the cases of child abuse have increased from 234 in 2009 to 509 cases in the year 2012 until February 2013. Rights activists say contradictory data suggest the situation is much worse than what they show, and the cases of child abuse largely go unreported in many states.
New Delhi has already been named as the rape capital of the country and the least safe place for women. Not only that, the city now turns out to be a place where children are at high risk of abuse and exploitation.
Indian children's vulnerabilities and exposure to violation of their rights include child labor, child trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation, rape, unlawful detention, torture by police, drug abuse, early age marriages, and other form of violence and abuse. Rights activists say the country needs to spend more in order to overcome the problems.
We are not investing adequately. We're investing only, you know, about 0.05% of our entire budget on child protection. And now we're going to have yet another budget coming out very soon. So let's see how much goes into child protection, really.
According to activists, the law to protect children from sexual offences was passed in 2012, but the efforts to implement it have been non-sufficient. At the same time, government officials admit that major roadblock in putting the law into practice was lack of resources and fund monitoring. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.